We are joined now in the studio by four of the students who helped organize this event yesterday. We've got from right to left on your radio dial, Kai White from Chapel Hill High School, Zach Johnson from East Chapel Hill High School, Naya Farrington from Carborough High School, and Lolly Salinas from Phoenix Academy. Everyone, thanks for being here in the studio today, and thanks for the work you did yesterday.
Absolutely.
So tell me about how it went yesterday. We talked before about the organization of it and how it all came together, but how did it all go yesterday? What was it like?
Well, Zach? Each of the schools was different, so I know that at East, the walkout ended up really well, actually. The students were a little talkative at first, but once we realized that we are sort of focusing on a rather memorial sort of aspect of this walkout, a lot of the students quieted down and listened to what we had to say, and we sort of gave names and provided some biographies of each of the students who, or each of the victims from the Parkland shooting. And at the end, we dismissed everybody back to class, and we assumed there were over 1,000 kids who walked out at East.
Mm-hmm. That was at East. Naya, what about Carborough?
It was very similar. So we all walked out at 9:55 as well, and we recognized the 17 lives that were taken at MSD. And of that time, people either shared why they chose to walk out, whether it was a personal experience or just for them to call out local officials, or some people shared personal pieces that they've written previously before, or they were choosing to write after the shooting of MSD. So it was a truly personal experience, and it was a time where I think the Carborough High community really came together.
Kai, what about Chapel Hill?
Yeah, very similar to what they said. We also had boxes where people could drop off letters that they wanted to give to their senators, so we had a box for each grade. And you could really tell, like, that had an effect on people for the rest of the day. People were talking about it all day. They were wearing their shirts, too. And, like, there was, like, kind of a sad mood throughout the day just because the memorial.
Mm-hmm. I know it was a little bit different for every single school, but was the idea for it to be kind of similar from school to school? Okay. Lolly Salinas, what about Phoenix Academy? I know you guys did something special out there on the lawn, too.
Yes, we had 1,300 pinwheels representing how many kids had died, like, in 2017 just from gun violence. And then we had a big orange, like, letters cut out outside saying hashtag enough, and they could write their opinion about it. And then we had them write any name like they know that anyone had died from gun violence, and you could tie it on the pinwheel representing that person, and then that was it.
Yeah. You guys planted 1,300 pinwheels out on the lawn. How long did that take?
It took a whole day. Wow. Really, from when school started to the end of the day, it took really long.
So how many people participated? Zach, you mentioned close to or more than 1,000 people at East. What about the other three schools, Lolly? What about Phoenix?
Yeah, everyone participated. Is only like 40 mm-hmm. students, and then some teachers and the superintendent were out there, and it was really nice.
Naya, what about Carborough?
Yeah, I would say maybe 300, 400, mm-hmm. maybe.
How big is Carborough as a school?
Carborough's about 800 kids.
Okay.
So I would say, no, maybe like 600 kids out there. That's more like
it's
it.
About three quarters of the students.
Yeah. Yeah, and we had teachers out there as well, and then a couple people from Lincoln Center as well.
Cool. And I know East Chapel Hill is pretty similar as far as, like, percentage, right?
Yeah.
What about Chapel Hill High School?
Yeah, we had about 75-80% also. Mm-hmm.
So we're talking, like, 2,000, probably more than 2,000 total when all is said and done, right?
Yeah.
Between the four schools. That's incredible. So what was the most interesting part of the day for you? What was the most surprising? What was the most moving or memorable?
Well, I thought the part that was the most interesting was the amount of coverage that this district received around the nation through news outlets. We received recognition from the New York Times, CNN, WRAL, PBS, all sorts of news publications from around the country. And it was interesting to see that not only was our walkout impactful on people, but there were walkouts happening all over the state and nation that were having a similar effect on the student bodies. And I was very proud to see that.
Lolly, what about Phoenix?
The part I really liked was when, like, the wind was blowing really hard, and then the pinwheels were, like, all spinning. It was really nice. I started crying. I was, like, so emotional.
Mm-hmm. Naya?
I think one of the highlights was just seeing Carborough come together as one. We're a really small school, so you think, like, you know everybody, but just seeing everyone out there, you saw people, like, hugging and talking to people that you never probably would have interacted with at all, and this was, unfortunately, kind of a drawing together for us.
Mm. Kai, same thing?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting also to see how all four schools wearing the same shirts together, and just to show that, like, we're all together as one.
Speaking with Kai White, you just heard him, Zach Johnson, Nia Farrington, and Lolly Salinas from Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Phoenix, respectively. Four of the organizers, but there were quite a few organizers who made all of this happen yesterday, the walkout at 10 a.m. yesterday morning in Chapel Hill, Carrboro City School. So what's next? What is the, how do you go from yesterday and take the next step beyond, Zach?
So there's a lot of what we can do after this walkout. And we're not exactly sure where our resources lie or how many people are willing to help out. So we are actually having a meeting this Sunday at YouthWorks at 2 p.m. in Carrboro, during which we'll try to organize what we have, what we want to plan over the coming months.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also just to mention that the 24th is coming up, where the March for Our Lives in Washington, and also the walkout on the 20th is also, I think, something that people are kind of looking to us for what is going to happen next.
Yeah, tell me about those events. You got the march, that's a national march in Washington, D.C., and that's, you mentioned, on the 24th, right? Are you all going up to that? Is there going to be a group from Chapel Hill Carrboro?
Yeah, there's been community orgs that have reached out and said that they're willing to sponsor for students from Chapel Hill to go, and there's even, like, individual people, and I know, like, schools have even started to collect groups of people, whether it's carpooling or riding a bus. So I know there are definitely going to be people from Chapel Hill, students, that are going to go up.
And also for, like, anyone that can't make the trip to Washington, they'll be in Raleigh and Durham also this week, or the 24th.
And then there's another one on April 20th, so next month, right?
And that one's a full day walkout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking again with Kai, with Zach, with Nia, with Lolly, and this was all something that happened yesterday. But as you can tell, just listening, this is a conversation. This is a movement that's going to go on for many days to come. Talk about the response that you all got from the community, the other, like, faculty members, teachers, the school districts, and just the community in general coming together. I know a lot of businesses came out and supported. What have people already done, and what would you like to see people doing now that the walkout has happened?
Well, we actually received a lot of very positive responses from the students at East Chapel High School and the faculty there. They handled the situation very well, and they were very respectful throughout the walkout. We did receive some backlash on social media, but almost none happened during the walkout.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I personally got, like, a lot of thanks from teachers and students just for helping to organize this, and I think overall it had a positive impact on everyone.
Mm-hmm. Nia?
Yeah, I think I agree with Kai. A lot of our teachers just expressed how proud of us they were to see us kind of using our voice and stepping forward to speak out on things that they understood that we are passionate about.
Lolly?
Yeah, we had a lot of teachers out there crying, and students also crying, and a lot of them actually started going on their knees, and some of them started, like, praying to the ones they had lost, and
what else do you want people to know, and what else do you want people to do? What are you hoping comes out of this now that it's done?
I think something that we stressed last time that we want to continue to put out is, like, we're not going away. That, like, we want to continue to use this platform and this group that we formed to reach out to different areas where we see there needs to be some type of advocacy or student voice. And I believe that that's a message that can go out to all people, and also an area of support for the community to show that we need your support, showing that you stand with us and you're willing to help us.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts, Zach?
We also want to make sure that students are politically involved after this walkout as well, that this isn't just sort of a one-time thing. So that's why a lot of the schools around the district have been taking initiative to make sure that students who can be are pre-registered to vote or registered to vote, making sure that people are communicating with their members of Congress and staying active politically.
Lolly, any final thoughts?
No.
Kai?
And we also don't want to forget the victims of Parkland or any other victims of gun violence, like Sandy Hook or Virginia Tech or wherever it may have been.
Is there anything, if people are listening out there, any place that people can go online for more information? That's a good, sort of a good, you know, catch-all website.
So we do have a website, but I think that it would be easiest to access this website if you looked at our social media accounts. All of the accounts on Twitter and Instagram are at CHC Walkout, and I know that in our Instagram, our website is in the bio.
Awesome.
So you can click on that there.
So head online to social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the big ones, and check out CHC Walkout, right? So go there now. Again, Kai White, Zach Johnson, Nia Farrington, Lolly Salinas, thank you all so much for being here. And seriously, what happened yesterday, what you all did and what all the students did was absolutely an inspiration. And for all the people who have told you what an inspiration it was, there are 100 other people in the community who are thinking exactly the same thing. So thank you all so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.